Welcome to Hallie Healthcast, the wellness podcast from Hallie Health, your partner in helping you live your healthiest life. Every episode on our podcast addresses a new topic important to your health and well-being, bringing in doctors, specialists, and other health experts who offer advice and answer your most pressing questions. Today's episode is all about breast cancer. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so it's the perfect time to learn more about this disease that affects 1 in 8 women in the United States every year and 2.3 million women worldwide. Here with us is Elise Albers. She's the Associate Director of Cancer Center Partnerships and Patient Support for the American Cancer Society. Welcome, Ms. Albers, and thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your knowledge. So in the interest of increasing awareness, let's begin with the hard facts about breast cancer. Ms. Albers, we know breast cancer has been one of the leading causes of cancer-related death in U.S. women for many years now. So where do the numbers stand today? Have we turned the corner yet on this disease?
While we are making progress, breast cancer continues to be the second leading cause of cancer death in women. It accounts for 30% of all new female cancers each year. This year, the American Cancer Society estimates that over 310,000 new cases of invasive breast cancer will be diagnosed in women. And unfortunately, we also estimate that approximately 42,000 women will die from breast cancer in 2024. Breast cancer awareness and screenings play a critical role in catching cancer early and achieving better outcomes. Early detection through screening and increased awareness have helped contribute to the decline in breast cancer death rates. From 1989 to 2021, breast cancer death rates have declined by 42%. So we can tell that early detection can save lives.
Excellent update, Ms. Albers. Thank you so much. It's good to hear any glimmer of hope when we're talking about breast cancer. Is there hopeful news as well in regard to early detection and available programs and services for people with breast cancer?
Different tests can be used to diagnose breast cancer, and one of those is a mammogram, probably the one that we've heard of the most. While it's what we're most familiar with, what a mammogram is actually a low-dose x-ray, and women at average risk for breast cancer are recommended to begin getting their mammograms at age 40. Breast cancer that's found early, when it's small and has not spread, is easier to treat successfully. Getting regular screening tests is the most reliable way to find breast cancer early. Newer types of tests are now being developed for breast cancer imaging. Some are already being used, like 3D mammography, but other tests are still being studied, and it will take time to see if they are as good as or better than those used today.
Of course. Well, thank you for that thoroughly informative response, Ms. Albers. Okay, so let's move on to another topic of hope related to breast cancer. What can you tell us about the latest in survivor research? Are we any closer to the dream of a world without cancer?
In addition to research regarding breast cancer treatment, research is being conducted to discover what causes breast cancer and how breast cancer can be prevented. So some studies are looking at genetic testing and gene mutations, but there are also studies that examine lifestyle choices, such as diet, physical activity, weight loss and weight gain, and those effects on breast cancer risk and prevention.
Well, thank you, Ms. Albers. World without cancer, wouldn't that just be something? But obviously, cancer is very much still with us. A cruel reminder that not everything about breast cancer is looking up. For example, there exists significant disparities in breast cancer survival by socioeconomic status and racial and ethnic groups. What can you tell us about these persistent disparities, Ms. Albers, and what can we do about them?
Even though white women are most likely to get breast cancer, death rates are highest for Black women. Black women also have a higher risk for triple-negative breast cancer, which is more aggressive and has fewer treatment options. Systemic racism, which affects access to high-quality healthcare, has likely had an impact on these disparities and worse outcomes in Black women. At the American Cancer Society, our vision is to end cancer as we know it for everyone. So equity in cancer care is at the heart of our mission. In May, ACS launched Voices of Black Women, which is a population cohort study designed to help better understand those multi-level drivers of incidence, mortality, and resilience of cancer and other health conditions among Black women in the United States. By knowing these drivers, we can better understand how to address them. The study is actually the largest cohort study of cancer risk and outcomes among Black women in the United States.
Wow. Well, thank you, Ms. Albers. Those are certainly some serious matters to consider. But until there's a cure for this plague on humanity, what can we do? How can we, as concerned human beings, get involved in the fight?
Community support is essential for fundraising, advocacy, and philanthropy. There are a number of ways to engage in the fight against cancer. So community events such as Relay for Life and Making Strides Against Breast Cancer allow community members to volunteer, fundraise, and celebrate survivors. Programs like ACS Cares and Reach to Recovery allow community volunteers to connect with patients and provide support along their cancer journey. Reach to Recovery specifically connects people facing breast cancer from their diagnosis through survivorship with trained volunteers who are breast cancer survivors themselves. And since October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, our Making Strides Against Breast Cancer walks are a great way to support breast cancer research and celebrate the courage and hope of those who have received a breast cancer diagnosis. To find a Making Strides event in your area or learn about other ways to involve yourself in the fight against cancer, visit cancer.org and select Get Involved.
Well, those are some terrific ideas for taking the fight to cancer, Ms. Albers. You've been an absolute pleasure to have on our podcast. Thank you so much for joining us and for all that you do every day at the American Cancer Society for so many people and families. That concludes today's Halley HealthCast. Tune in next time as we tackle yet another topic important for your health and well-being. And remember, Halley Health is your partner in helping you live your healthiest life. Visit Halley.com. That's Halley.com. For resources, information, tips, and much more. Let us help keep you and your family healthy and well. Thanks for listening. We hope you tune in again.